Charting the Plan. In the Grand Council in Heaven, we accepted Heavenly Father's plan of salvation. We chose to come to earth, gain bodies, and be proved so we could become more like Him. What is the plan of salvation? As spirit children of God, we lived in our pre-earth life with our Heavenly Father. He presented the plan by which we could continue our progression and experience mortality on earth. In the Grand Council in Heaven, we accepted Heavenly Father's plan of salvation and chose to come to earth, gain bodies, and be tested so we could become more like Him. See Abraham chapter 3, verse 25. As part of the plan, Heavenly Father provided His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to overcome death and to atone for our sins. By faithfully following His plan, we can return to Heavenly Father. Where did I come from? We lived with our heavenly parents in our pre-earth life. Unfortunately, one-third of our Father in Heaven's spirit children did not accept His plan. They chose to follow Satan, then known as Lucifer, who rebelled and sought to take away our agency. See 2 Nephi chapter 24, verse 12, and Doctrine and Covenants section 76, verse 26. Lucifer wanted God's power and glory for himself. A war of ideas was fought in heaven between Satan's followers and God's. Satan and his followers were cast out. You are on earth because you chose Heavenly Father's plan. Why am I here? When we come to earth, we forget our heavenly home and who we were before we came here. The Lord created the earth to be a dwelling place and a testing place for His children. See Abraham chapter 3, verse 25. He also granted us agency. Earth life is a time when we are tried to see if we will use our agency to do God's will. Earth life is also a time when we gain bodies, live in families, and experience joy as we follow Heavenly Father's plan for us. We are accountable for how we take care of our bodies and how we use our agency. The light of Christ and the Holy Ghost help guide us while we are away from our heavenly home. Also, while we are here, and if we have the opportunity to hear the gospel, we need to receive those ordinances that will help us return to God's presence. Baptism, confirmation, certain temple ordinances, and celestial marriage. Ultimately, we are here so we can progress and become more like our Heavenly Father. Where will I go when I die? Death is a separation of the body from the spirit. It is a part of God's plan. When you die, your spirit will go to the spirit world, and your body will return to the elements of the earth until the resurrection. The spirit world consists of paradise and spirit prison. In paradise are righteous souls of those who were baptized and were faithful to their testimony of Jesus on earth. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 18. In spirit prison are those who have not yet accepted God or who were unfaithful to their knowledge of Him in this life. Because of the Savior's atonement, those in spirit prison have the opportunity to be taught and to accept the gospel. To learn more about the spirit world, read Doctrine and Covenants section 138. At some future day, the Lord will return to the earth, and the saints will be resurrected and caught up to meet Him. Resurrection is the reuniting of body and spirit through the power of Christ's atonement. The Lord will also judge all people. After a period of peace called the millennium, terrestrial inhabitants will be resurrected. Doctrine and Covenants section 45, verse 54. Those of the celestial kingdom will go through hell and suffer before being released to the celestial kingdom. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 81 through 86. Those who have been faithful to their covenants and have been cleansed from their sins through the atonement of Jesus Christ will enter the celestial kingdom where God dwells. The very most wicked, called the sons of perdition, those who continue to fight against Christ, will be sent to outer darkness where there is no glory. To learn more about the kingdoms of glory, read Doctrine and Covenants section 76 and section 88. Sidebars. You elected to have this earth experience as part of His plan for you. The prophets call it the plan of mercy, the eternal plan of deliverance, the plan of salvation, and yes, the great plan of happiness. You were taught this plan before you came to earth, and there rejoiced in the privilege of participating in it. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Joy of Living the Great Plan of Happiness. Ensign, November 1996, page 73. Extra, extra. To find out more about the plan of salvation, read the book of Moses and Abraham chapter 3 in the Pearl of Great Price. You can also go to mormon.org and click on the Purpose of Life link. Accompanying this article is the following chart. Intelligence, Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 29. And next to it, Pre-Earth Life, Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 55 and 56. And then Counsel in Heaven, Abraham chapter 3, verses 23 through 28. And following that, War in Heaven, Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 36 and 37. And Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. Moving to the right, we have Earth Life, Righteous, Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 23, Wicked, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10, and then Sons of Perdition, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 31 through 35. The next page, starting on the left, Death and the Spirit World. Paradise, Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 11 through 15. Spirit Prison, Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 5 through 10. Moving to the right, Resurrection, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 14 through 17. And again to the right, Final Judgment, 2 Nephi, chapter 9, verses 15 through 17. And finally to the right, Celestial Kingdom, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 50 through 70. Terrestrial Kingdom, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 77 through 80. And Telestial Kingdom, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 98 through 105. And finally, Outer Darkness, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 24. End of the article, Charting the Plan.